Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And hey, Tiffany, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're in the first week of the new year. Isn't this exciting?
It is. Did you make any resolutions yet?
I made resolutions to become smarter.
Oh, you don't need to do that. You're always so smart.
No, I need to be smarter.
Even smarter?
Even smarter. So to try to achieve that, to try to expand my brain, your brain, our brains, everyone out there listening, as well, we're going to be looking at some fun facts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you know what the facts are about yet?
No, all I know is that they'll be fun.
Okay.
And if they're not fun, I want my money back. No, I'm just joking. I'm sure they will be fun and they'll be interesting. Of course, facts are good information to have. And yeah, sometimes you don't have to learn things for a test or, you know, to show off to your teacher. It's fun just to learn interesting things because who knows, one day this information might become useful. And I think today our fun facts will be taking us to some other countries.
Oh, okay. Mm. I wonder where we'll go.
Yeah, well,
so let's take a look.
That sounds like a great idea. Let's check out the article.
Reading.
Fun facts. You're on an airplane flight to Myanmar. A few minutes before the plane lands, the pilot dims the lights. Feeling a bit annoyed, you put down your book. Why did the pilot do that? A. To inform the staff they can stop working soon. B. To help passengers' eyes adjust to the light. C. To save some extra money for the airline. If you guessed B, you're seeing things clearly. Airlines turn down the lights before taking off and landing to improve people's vision. It takes between 10 and 30 minutes for our eyes to completely adjust to new lighting conditions. By turning down the lights, it becomes easier for people to see the emergency lights. That way, passengers can head to the nearest exit and quickly leave the plane if they need to. In case of a real emergency, those few extra seconds could be the difference between life and death. By the same token, passengers are asked to raise their window shades to let in some natural light in case the power gets cut off.
Okay, so our article first starts with a sentence. It says, you're on an airplane flight to Myanmar. Oh. A few minutes before the plane lands, the pilot dims the lights. Okay, that happens to us a lot. Whenever we're taking a flight or a plane to somewhere, when we take off or when we land, it's always dark inside. Now,
it's true.
What the pilot does is he dims the lights. Let's first learn about what this word means. Dim here is a verb, and it means when you turn something bright or you make it very, very dark. So it's not very clear. For example, we can say, I dim the lights because I'm getting ready to sleep. So you kind of turn the lights from off to kind of turning it down a little bit so it's not too bright.
Sort of like when a movie starts, right? Mm-hmm. You know the movie is going to start because in the theater they will dim the lights. Not turn them off. There'll still be a little bit of light, but it will go from bright light to much lower, or we can also say much dimmer light. You can use dim as an adjective too by saying dimmer. Okay. Interesting. So yes, let's move on with the article. It says, feeling a bit annoyed, you put down your book, right? Because you can't read anymore. They've dimmed the lights. It's not bright enough to read. So you put down your book and you're feeling annoyed. And then, of course, you would ask yourself, why did the pilot do that? Why are they dimming the lights? I can't read my book. And this might make you feel annoyed. If you're annoyed, you're sort of bothered by something. You're irritated. Something's going on. And it's not a huge problem in your life, but it's definitely making you go, hey, why did they do that? I'm trying to, you know, read my book. If you're trying to study, dim lights would annoy you. Loud noises, you know, if your brother or sister is listening to loud music when you're trying to study or watch TV or something, read a book, you would be annoyed. It would sort of bother you in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah. Hey, man, I'm trying to read. Why did you dim the lights? Okay. So here, let's first take a look at our grammar point. And this is a participle clause. Now, what they do is the participle clauses often express maybe a kind of reason or a condition or a cause of something. And it's kind of similar to adverb clauses. Okay, so what you do, there's two ways to use this clause. First, you can have a verb, you plus ing, and then you add your regular sentence. So as we saw in the sentence earlier, feeling a bit annoyed. So you feel a certain way you feel, and then you add ing, and then the next sentence, you use just a regular thing that you're talking about. We can also say, climbing slowly, we approach the top of the hill. So climb, I added ing to the end, and then we approach the top of the hill is just my regular sentence. Okay, so this is one way that you can use this grammar point first. All right, so now let's take a look at some of our choices. So remember, why did the pilot dim the lights? Well, let's guess. Let's find out what the choices are.
All right, we have a few choices here for you to choose from. So let's take a look at one of the choices. A, the first one, it says to inform the staff they can stop working soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. So it's sort of to let people on the plane, the flight attendants, you know, to inform them that they can stop working. In other words, saying, we're getting ready to land. You can stop serving drinks and sit down.
Mm-hmm. Because we have a vocabulary word here. We see the word inform. Inform is a verb and it means to let someone know something. So to let someone know some information. For example, we can say the TV station informed the viewers about the storm. Okay, so the first choice is it's to let the staff know that, okay, it's time to stop working.
There you go. All right, so that might be one. I'm not sure about that,
yeah.
But possibly. Let's look at the second choice that might explain why they dim the lights. It says B, to help passengers' eyes adjust to the light. All right. Here we have this verb adjust. To adjust is to change to fit a new situation. You can adjust yourself. You might adjust your clothing if you're going to a special event. Normally, if you wear jeans and a t-shirt, you would adjust how you dress if you're going to a wedding or something like that. You can also adjust time. Maybe if you're going to meet some friends and your friend says, hey, I'm going to be 30 minutes late, you might tell everyone else, hey, we're going to adjust the time. We're going to meet 30 minutes later to fit this new situation. And of course, our body will adjust as well. Your eyes, this is a good example, your eyes will adjust or change when the light gets darker, right? You can see the black part of your eye gets bigger. You'll start to notice things that are shadows a little bit more because you have to change things a little bit to fit this new situation. Here, your eyes are changing to, you know, have less to get used to or to adjust to less light. Okay,
that's
possibly,
possible.
but why?
Yeah, I wonder why.
Why do we have to adjust our eyes? I mean,
for
the pilot to do it, I understand, but I'm not landing the plane. Anyways, let's look at C.
All right, so choice C says to save some extra money for the airline. Okay, so maybe because, during the flight, sometimes flights are maybe, 5 hours to 10 hours, and they're using a lot of electricity, using a lot of light. So the third choice is to say maybe this is just a way for the airline to, cut corners and to save some extra money.
Okay.
So what do you think the answer is?
Interesting.
Actually, I think I might know this one.
You really?
I think I've read somewhere. About something like this.
Okay. It's certainly something that they're doing these days. I don't remember them doing it so much when I was a kid. So, yeah, there could be some new science behind this. Let's look at the answer now that we've heard our three choices. And it says, if you guessed B, you're seeing things clearly. So it is. It's to help passengers' eyes adjust to the light. That's right. Why they do it. Very interesting.
All right, so we want to know why as well. So why do they have to turn down the lights for us? Well, it says here in the article, airlines turn down the lights before taking off and landing to improve people's visions. Okay, so when you take off, when a plane takes off from somewhere, it means that it's getting ready to leave the ground and fly into the sky and take you to your destination. So, for example, we can say the plane is about to take off, so please fasten your seatbelts. The plane is getting ready to leave. That's basically what it means. Now, when you reach your destination or when you arrive at your destination, we can also use the word land. Okay, so landing here just means that the plane arrives at our destination. So the lights go down when the plane leaves somewhere, and it also goes down when it arrives somewhere as well.
Ah, very, very interesting. And of course, by adjusting the lights, by dimming the lights, you will adjust your eyes. And this, as the sentence just said, will improve your vision, improve the vision of the people, the passengers, especially on the plane. And yes, we have this vocab word to improve. It's a verb. To improve something is to make something better, to make it work better, to make it fit better, to make it better in a certain type of special situation. For example, you could say the chef improved the soup by adding some salt and pepper. It was good soup, but with a little bit more salt and pepper, it was excellent soup. It was made better or improved.
Mm-hmm. It tasted even better than
it
that.
It did, absolutely. So we'll improve our eyes. Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you walk into a bright room and the lights go off, it does take you 5 or 10 seconds.
Yeah, your eyes need some time to adjust to that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, because next in the article actually it explains a little bit more as to why they do that. So it says it takes about 10 and 30 minutes for our eyes to completely adjust to new lighting conditions.
Wow, 10. Yeah. And between 10
I didn't know it
and 30
took that long.
Minutes. That's amazing.
Yeah. Usually for me, I thought it took like a few seconds
That's
for you
right.
to adjust. But actually, it takes a lot longer than that for your eyes to completely adjust to it.
Yeah.
Now, they said that they do this to let our eyes adjust to new lighting conditions. Mm. Now, condition here is our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means the physical state of something or how something is. So, like we said, the reason why airlines, they dim the lights or they make the lights less bright is to help our eyes adjust. And just like Mike said, like if you ever go into a bright room, it takes some time for your eyes to kind of adjust the situation. It's also the opposite as well. So have you ever woken up in the morning? If you ever wake up in the morning and it's dark inside your room and you suddenly open your curtains, okay, for those few seconds, your eyes don't feel very comfortable, right? So that means, the difference between brightness and darkness is too much. So airlines don't want that to happen to you. So they do it at a very, very slow pace to let your eyes adjust. So that's why they dim the lights. They slowly make it darker and darker and darker for you.
Wow, very, very interesting.
So thoughtful.
Yeah, that is kind of nice. And of course, there's another good reason for this. It's not just to give you sort of a relaxing, dark atmosphere to make you feel good when you're landing. It says by turning down the lights, it becomes easier for people to see the emergency lights. I guess this is the same idea why they kind of tell you to stop listening to music, to, put your tablet or computers away. They want people to pay a bit of attention because of course, 99 times out of 100 or 999 times out of 1,000, the plane lands very safely. There's never a problem. But if there is a problem, it could be an emergency and you might want to see the emergency lights, the lights that show you how to get off the plane quickly and things like that. An emergency here is a very important and very dangerous situation. That's right. An emergency would be something where you'd need probably help, where someone's life could be in danger, where people could get hurt. A fire is an emergency. A car crash is an emergency. If someone has a heart attack, that would be an emergency as well. All of these things could be emergencies. And often when we have an emergency, we call the police, the firefighters, the ambulance. For example, we could say the ambulance was going to an emergency, so its flashing lights and siren were going.
Mm, right. So yeah, I think it's really important that, most of the time when we take off or when we land, mm-hmm. we think, oh, it's so boring. We have to watch those videos.
Yeah.
And we have to listen to, you know, the flight attendants explain these things. But
That's
actually,
right.
it's super important because
sure.
you never know when an emergency might happen. So it's good to, you know, be aware to pay attention during takeoff and landing time. So that's why they also do this. They want to make sure that we are just, you know, it's the most dangerous, well,
yeah.
the possibilities of it being a very dangerous situation is
right.
quite high. So.
They just want us to pay a bit of attention.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so next in the article, it says, that way, passengers can head to the nearest exit and quickly leave the plane if they need to. Okay, so we don't want to scare you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency situations don't always happen, but just in case there really is an emergency or something really went wrong, at least us passengers can see where the lights are, see where the emergency is, and we can quickly, you know, follow the procedures and quickly go there if we really, 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 really needed to. Hopefully, we don't have to.
That's right. But there you use that important adverb, quickly, because emergencies are things where you can't waste time. As it says next, in case of a real emergency, those few extra seconds could be the difference between life and death. In a car crash, a plane crash, people can get hurt quickly, fires can start quickly, and if you can get off the airplane or if more people can get off the airplane quickly, then more people's lives will be saved. And of course, that is what we want to have happen, an emergency, and have very few people or no people be hurt.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next the article says, by the same token, passengers are asked to raise their window shades to let in some natural light in case the power gets cut off. So
yeah.
airlines do everything they can to try to prevent
yep.
any kind of accidents or try to prevent any kind of emergency. So they also ask us to open up our windows.
That's right.
Okay, that way some natural light can come in. Now, we see the vocabulary word here, natural. Natural is an adjective and it means related to nature. So it is not made by people. It is not man-made. So when we talk about natural light, we're talking about the sun's light. For example, we can say, Jessica likes to use natural materials to make things. So maybe she makes a table out of wood. She doesn't mm-hmm. use plastic. She uses natural things like wood.
Oh, wood or stone or
yeah.
something like that. Interesting. And at the beginning of that sentence, we had that very interesting, slightly unusual little phrase there, by the same token. And we'll be learning more about that right now in our shortcut for you. But then we'll be right back after that for our For You Chat question.
Shortcut for you.
Thanks for lending me money for dinner. I can't believe I forgot my wallet.
No problem. I'll need you to pay me back soon, though. I am broke.
Okay, I'll pay you back tomorrow. By the same token, I may need money for the MRT. I forgot my Easy Card.
Unfortunately, we can't use the same MRT token. We each need our own.
Of course. Now, the phrase, by the same token, is used to mean that something you are about to say is true for the same reason as what has just been said.
Oh, okay. By the same token means 同理同样的.
So, can you lend me money for the MRT?
I might just leave you here.
What?
I'm joking. Here's 25 NT dollars.
For You Chat.
All right, For You Chat question.
All right, our For You Chat question for today is, how do you pass the time when traveling by plane?
Well, when I'm not opening my window blinds and turning my lights off, during the main part, I read. I'm a reader.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I watch a lot of movies.
Do you? Do you? I try to. Always seems that the movies I want to watch, I don't want to watch on that tiny airplane screen.
Oh, right. It's
you know
kind
what
of
I mean?
Uncomfortable a little
yeah.
bit.
Or sometimes the headphones don't work well, and my ears aren't so good, so I can't really hear things.
I'm and like, it's quite loud on a plane.
It can be loud, right. But yes, there are great movies. Now there are so many choices. Movies, TV shows, music videos. They even have, like, video games and stuff. So that's a good thing to do. How about sleeping? Are you a good airplane sleeper?
I think it depends. It depends on the type of flight it is. But I'm usually a person that if I sit down somewhere in a car, in a train, in a plane, I can sleep for a bit. So I try to nap as much as I can because I know, especially if it's a long flight, you definitely need a rest. So
absolutely.
You can be energized.
If you can sleep a lot on the plane, when you get to your destination where you're traveling to, you'll have a lot more energy. I don't sleep a lot. I read a lot. So I get off the plane with, you know, a finished book and big black circles around my
eyes. You're so tired.
But anyways, that's another way to pass time. How about you guys? How do you pass time when traveling by plane, especially on those long trips? Have a chat about that. And I believe we're going to be back tomorrow with some more fun facts.
That's right. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Fun facts. You're on an airplane flight to Myanmar. A few minutes before the plane lands, the pilot dims the lights. Feeling a bit annoyed, you put down your book. Why did the pilot do that? A. To inform the staff they can stop working soon. B. To help passengers' eyes adjust to the light. C. To save some extra money for the airline. If you guessed B, you're seeing things clearly. Airlines turn down the lights before taking off and landing to improve people's vision. It takes between 10 and 30 minutes for our eyes to completely adjust to new lighting conditions. By turning down the lights, it becomes easier for people to see the emergency lights. That way, passengers can head to the nearest exit and quickly leave the plane if they need to. In case of a real emergency, those few extra seconds could be the difference between life and death. By the same token, passengers are asked to raise their window shades to let in some natural light in case the power gets cut off.
Vocabulary review.
Dim. Could you dim the lights, please? It's too bright in here. Inform. The boss informed her workers that the company would be closed during the holiday weekend. Improve. Ben improved his guitar skills by practicing every day for months. Condition. The condition of this apartment is terrible. It needs a lot of work before someone can move in. Emergency. Many people panic in an emergency situation, but instead, you should try to stay as calm as possible. Natural. Typhoons are an example of a natural disaster that commonly occurs in Taiwan.